Denver Mayor Mike Johnston vetoed a bill, Bill 24-1791, on January 14, that would have lifted restrictions on Denver needle exchange programs, which provide sterile needles, safer drug use supplies, and educational resources to individuals who inject drugs. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, these programs are proven to save lives, help those with substance use disorders access necessary support, prevent overdose deaths, and reduce the impact of drug use in communities. Needle exchange sites have been required by a Denver City ordinance to remain at least 1,000 feet away from schools and daycares since 1977. Additionally, there is a cap on the number of them allowed in the city, limiting the total to 3 at any one time. However, a majority of the Denver City Council voted last Monday, January 13, to overturn these restrictions. 8 voted for overturning restrictions, 5 voted against. City Council members Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez and Sarah Parody proposed the change, stating that the city needs to update its understanding of these programs to reflect the current evidence of their positive impact. "We mourn the lives lost to preventable overdose and infectious disease in Denver and the countless more at risk because the mayor overrode the city council and ignored the recommendation of his own public health department and the Public Health Institute at Denver Health by vetoing this ordinance," said Lisa Raville, executive director of the Harm Reduction Action Center, HRAC, in Denver, Colorado's leading public health agency that serves people who use drugs. In a letter explaining his decision, Johnston said removing the current restrictions would be the wrong solution at the wrong time. He expressed concerns that allowing an unlimited number of needle exchanges in the city would be problematic. He maintained that there is no reason to eliminate the 1,000-foot buffer between schools and daycares. "There is no evidence that the current providers need an unlimited number of sites, and there is no evidence that residents of Denver want an unlimited number of sites," he wrote. However, Gonzalez Gutierrez argued that there has not been much expressed interest in opening up a new site because of the limitations in Denver. Johnston believes the current number of sites is sufficient to meet the city's needs and that city resources should be directed toward other programs that provide mental health support to those using drugs. He emphasized that he is focused on helping people who are seeking recovery in other ways. Citing his Road to Recovery program, he stated he would prefer to invest in diverting people away from the criminal justice system and into mental health treatment. However, some still believe this decision will have lasting adverse effects. "This decision hits hardest for those already struggling to survive amidst stigma, systemic barriers, and the most dangerous drug supply in history," said Raville. "We fought for this common sense ordinance to save lives and will continue fighting for a future where compassionate, evidence-based harm reduction services are available to all who need them."